Hi, everybody. This is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. Continuing 1 Corinthians 13. Well, now, most people only at weddings lift out the part about love is patient, love is kind, blah, 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 blah. And most people don't put the preamble in there that we've already covered, the first portion. And it's certainly very few include what we're about to go through. And that's the end of the chapter. This is the final third. And I actually like this. I want to talk about this because most people conclude with love never fails. And then he goes, but where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Because if you recall, the passage begins with, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. So now as we move into Act 3, basically, we start off with, where there are tongues, they will be stilled. The point they're trying to make is that, and I really like this because I've thought for many years, and many people have said this, I'm not the first one to say this, but I think it's so true. That is that love is not a noun. Love is a verb. Love is not something you feel. You know, it is in so many romantic movies and everything. I'm smitten. And certainly there is an essence to that. The smitten is what draws you together. What keeps you together is the love. And the smitten part can ebb and flow, but the love part is a verb. It is something you do. It is something you actively do. And love is something that you must do, not something you just talk about. Writing poems is beautiful. Writing songs is awesome. Talking about being loving, talking about spending time together, isn't that nice? Talking about how great things are going to be, none of those matter. Tongues will be stilled. The voice that you are speaking with is going to stop. Because ultimately, the question is going to be, are you being loving? Are you being all of those things that we talked about? Patient, kind, forgiving, understanding. Are you being slow to anger? Are you being all of those things? Tongues will be stilled because words of love are useless without acting lovingly. I don't know about you, but I've seen people who can just talk up a beautiful story when it comes to being loving. But in the end, they're not so much. And it's that not so much that is everything. Love is action. Love is treating someone with caring and understanding, even when they are struggling. Tongues will be still. Notice that as important as your words are, and it's so important to tell people that you love them, etc., you admire and appreciate them, but what's more important is to be slow to anger, to be forgiving, to not be prideful yourself, to not boast, to elevate the other person, all of the things that we have talked about. Be loving. Don't talk loving. In the end, that's what matters. Give it a try. You'll find that you have a better day today. Enjoy today, and we'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.